now what are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are you doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening, everyone. Another 2 hours together we shall have, and I look forward to it. It's just you and me, an open line tonight, and we hope to be able to discuss a number of issues. And we'll talk about some of the items that are making news, as they say, as well as things that are not making news. And usually those are the most important things, as you know. So we will not hesitate to run the gamut, as they say. And you know our number is toll-free at 800-313-9443. Well, Republican presidential rivals Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romulus scornfully debated immigration Wednesday in a provocative CNN YouTube debate just over a month before the first votes are cast. Mr. Giuliani, the front runner in national polls, this is what CNN is reporting, and AP, accused Mr. Romney of employing illegals at his home and running a sanctuary mansion. The testy personal exchange came after Romney said Giuliani had retained New York status as a sanctuary city while he was mayor. Romney said it would be not American to check the papers of workers employed by a contractor simply because they have a funny accent. Well, he had landscapers at his home in Belmont, Mass., where Henry Kissinger has lived for many years, and it turned out that they were in the country illegally. Well, Giuliani shot back, calling Romney's attitude holier than thou. Mitt usually criticizes people when he usually has the far worse record. Well, I wonder if he's looking in the mirror. That is Mr. Giuliani, of all people to talk. So the confrontation came at the start of the innovative CNN YouTube debate today that forced the candidates to confront immigration immediately, signaling the volatility of the issue among Republican voters. Eight Republican candidates encountered a range of questions, including abortion, gun control, from a gun-wielding NRA member, and farm subsidies from a man eating an ear of corn. Oh, my. Oh, my, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's just, I don't know if you caught that or not. I did not. But it sounds like it was a lot of fun. It sounds like it was absolutely hilarity run amok. But if you saw it, you tell me what, of course, was not reported and was not allowed in the debate. I'm sure there's much. We shall return with this and many other stories, including a personal note tonight that I'd like to get into concerning health, vitamins, and the FDA. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget the number is 800-313-9443. Toll free from wherever you are. And we always get calls from wherever. I like that. Especially calls from out of the country of the U.S. of A. Be right back in 3 minutes with more uncensored talk right here on RBN.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yeah, that's right. All you horses out there and the jackasses, turn those radios way up. Turn the volume up so you can hear me. Anyhow, we're talking a little bit about the debate today with Tutti Frutti Rudy and Mr. Romulus, Mitt Romulus, former governor of Massachusetts. And, of course, there were a couple of others in there as well, as you know. I don't know if Ron Paul was even there or asked a question of or not, because I did not watch it, quite honestly. Although now I'm regretting it, because I think it could have been quite humorous, to say the least. But here they, you know, I mean, the confrontation came right at the start, we're told, of an innovative CNN YouTube debate that forced the candidates to confront the immigration issue, as they call it, immediately, signaling the volatility of the issue among the Republican voters. And the eight candidates encountered a range of questions, as we mentioned, from gun control to farm subsidies. And they were even asked if they believe every word in the Bible by a man holding the holy book. At the outset, immigration dominated the questions submitted online and swept in the remainder of the Republican field. Fred Thompson, now, he took the opportunity to distinguish himself from both Romulus and Mr. Judas Giuliani, arguing that Romney had supported Bush's plan to provide a path to citizenship for some immigrants in the United States illegally now. He took Giuliani to task for attacking Romney's employment of illegal immigrants. Quote, I think we've all had people whom we've hired who in retrospect was a bad decision, whatever that means, unquote. Senator John McCain, Mr. Amnesty for Illegals himself, for whom the immigration issue has proved particularly vexing, CNN reports, defended his support for an unsuccessful overhaul of immigration laws that included a temporary worker program and a path to citizenship. That's the amnesty bill. He said, we must recognize these are God's children as well. They need our love and compassion, and I want to ensure that I will enforce the borders first, but we won't demagogue it. Huckabee now, who has also come under GOP criticism for some of his immigration policies, as they call them, while governor of Arkansas, defended benefits he supported for children of illegals, including allowing children to be eligible to apply for college scholarships. Quote, are we going to say kids who are here illegally are going to get a special deal? Romney asked. Huckabee, he objected, saying the benefit was based on merit. He said, we are a better country than to punish children for what their parents did. Oh, my, he said. Well, the most fierce exchanges were among the candidates with the most at stake, with only 5 weeks left before the first voting in the contest. And Giuliani leads in national polls but trails Romney in early voting Iowa and New Hampshire. Thompson, in what amounted to one of the first video attacks of the campaign, questioned the conservative credentials of two of his rivals in a YouTube clip. And that is Romney on abortion and Huckabee on taxes. Oh, my. It is absolutely abominable. It is laughable to even read this story. But in any event, you get the impression here and you get the idea. So now we know. Now we know that they're all a bunch of liars, right? I mean, essentially. It reminds me of when Ted Kennedy decided to throw his hat into the ring for president and challenge Jimmy Carter way back when. And you remember what happened. You remember what happened. They attacked each other viciously. Each of the candidates said the other was a scoundrel, a liar, incompetent, totally and completely unworthy of the office. And here I sat back and I said, I agree with both of them. I do. I mean, it's too good to be true. Good Lord, have mercy. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. We have Cesar Chavez cutting off contacts with Colombia. Mr. Ahmadinejad, of course, says the Annapolis so-called summit is a failure. I don't think anybody will doubt that. His words are certainly ringing true more now than ever before. And Venezuela threatens to expel a U.S. official. Good for them. All right, let me take a call. First off, from Jim in Texas. Hello there, Jim.
You know, Rick, when I don't really watch the debates. I watch the next day a little bit, the highlights of the debates. But what it reminds me of is the group of Republicans in their debates advocating that my yarmulke is much more authentic than yours, and I hold the Hanukkah, all the candles on it, menorah. I hold the menorah with much more fervor than you do.
Did you say manure?
The menorah.
Oh, the menorah, okay.
Well,
yes.
Same difference, but it's pronounced in the Yiddish, it's menorah. But anyway, and when you switch to the Democrats or the Republicans, it's the same thing. You know, my yarmulke is much more authentic than yours. Look how neat it fits on the back of my head.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's so ridiculous that it just makes me sick.
Well, you've seen salivating dogs jumping up for their little biscuit, right?
Absolutely. They'll kill each other. literally and figuratively, they'll kill each other to say that I'm more pro-Jewish than you are.
Well, that's because the dog wags his tail and salivates at the thought that his master is going to feed him a bone. Right?
And nobody gets it.
Well, I wouldn't say nobody.
You get it, and those four or five other people in New England that you speak about.
Well, we're
about.
Up to seven now, actually.
Oh, seven? Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
We are doing well.
Hey, Ron Paul might have a chance if you're up to seven.
Well, we'll find out the way the media
anyhow,
have handled
these, these debates make me so sick, with the exception of Ron Paul, of course. Ron Paul says, and I don't agree with Ron Paul on maybe 50%, but Ron Paul at least says, this is what I think.
Yeah.
Like it or lump it.
Right.
And when the ADL went after him to return a $500 contribution from Don Black for, I think it's Don Black, from Stormfront, he said, I don't care what anybody wants to give me money. That don't mean I agree with them. I'll take their money, and that's the obvious thing to do.
Yeah, and look at where they get their money from.
Yeah.
And look
and
at the extortion racket they've conducted
over and
for
over
years.
Again, considering I know who my enemies are, I would link up with Beelzebub, except he's already been committed to the other side for about 5,000 years and on to the foreseeable future. So I can't really say I'd deal with him because that's dealing with the enemy, so to speak. But this is the way I look at it.
That reminds me of the time, you know, when they were hounding Joe McCarthy and the media would ask a question not about the fact that he was uncovering communists all through the government, but that did you realize that Mr. Gerald L.K. Smith, a known and avowed anti-Semite, is supporting your efforts, Mr. McCarthy? And he said, so what? In so many words, he said, I'll take support from wherever I can get it at this point. And you know, it's so typical of them.
So far, Rick, I admire Ron Paul because he's taking the same attitude. I don't care where my support comes. That don't mean I agree with him 100%. Who out there, what politician could ever say, anybody that ever gave me a dime, I agree with him 100%?
Yes.
Nobody.
That's right. Absolutely.
But he states
no question
the truth,
about it.
And there's nothing our adversaries hate worse than the truth.
That's why they are the rattlesnakes that they are.
And there's a fellow, there's a carpenter from Nazareth or Galilee or somewhere a couple thousand years ago that said the exact same thing. Isn't that amazing?
And you know what they did to him.
And that's what they'll do to us when they get the chance.
But if they do, yes, indeed. But I don't want to be in their seat either. We don't want to be in their shoes, that's for sure.
That's the only hope any of us have, Rick, is that somehow things might... They might turn out the way they should.
Well, they will. They will.
But it's
Judgment
looking rather
Day
bleak,
lies just
as
ahead.
As you'll readily agree, I hope, that things are looking rather bleak now because we're on a downhill run and it's going fast. It's a snowball effect.
Well, that's for sure, and that's why we have witnesses in these days like Ron Paul and yourself and me and others. No question, we have to make a bigger noise and light a larger flame, my friend, and rub it right in the eyes of the enemy.
You neglected to mention the other six guys from New England, but that's okay.
Well, you know, that goes without saying.
You know who they are.
Yes, I do, Jim.
Anyhow, I'll let you go, Rick. I just wanted to throw my rotten 2 cents
to 10 cents now due to devaluation.
Good. Hey, it's going the opposite way of the dollar, so that's good, I guess.
All right, Jim. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 1-800-313-9443. I wonder how many people watch the CNN YouTube discussion or debate, whatever they want to call it. I found that to be rather interesting to read about today from the so-called mainstream, i.e. prostitute press, unquote. Then we have, as I said, many other things in the news that are very tantalizing from a worldwide foreign policy perspective. Venezuelan President Chavez says he's cutting off all contacts with the Colombian government. And when we come back, I do want to get into some of that and other issues that are being talked about, as well as those that maybe are not being talked about. Jump aboard with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Fellow Eloi, we are back now on the program, 800-313-9443, and let me go to Mike in New York. Hello there, Mike.
Hey, Rick, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Rick, this Guglielmi character is a real joker.
Yes.
He should know about hiring illegal workers since...
Oh, sure.
Since that's the official reason that his best buddy, mob-related Bernie Kerik, gave for withdrawing his application to be Homeland Security Director.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently... He'd, that's Kerik, remembered that he had hired an undocumented nanny from somewhere.
Well, Rudy didn't mention that. He forgot about it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to bring it up.
Oh,
you know?
By the way, on another note, it's now coming out that, as you call him, Tutti Frutti Rudy, was misallocating funds from the city of New York for private expenses while frolicking around the Hamptons with... Judy Nathan.
Yes.
To the tune of, I believe it was about $40,000, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe $30,000 or $40,000. Now, I didn't see the debate. I was watching the movie, the Dumb and Dumber movie.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like it was a close match.
Yes. But it sounds like you were watching these characters.
Yeah, I mean, now I... I have nothing positive to say about the used Cadillac salesman Romney, but I mean Giuliani takes the biscuit.
Yes, he certainly almost makes Romney look good.
He makes That's him look scary. Presidential.
That's scary. Yeah,
It's pathetic.
It is. It is. Yeah. Knowing what Mitt Romney stands for and what he's promoted in Massachusetts, quite the contrary, the image that he's trying to present of himself, like Huckabee and all of these characters who think that they are some sort of true conservative, whatever that means, Thompson and company.
Yeah.
You know, they all know how to quote the Bible, though. Isn't that interesting? Can all bring up their favorite verses of Scripture and then act as if they are truly satanic.
Well, even the devil can quote the Bible, right?
You bet. He does it all the time.
Absolutely.
Yes, he quotes it all the time. All you have to do is listen to John Hagee.
Yeah. On a side note, I'd like to know how much Romney spends on his Grecian formula.
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Mrs. Romney.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
And then we have Mr. Hugo Chavez, who has said he's cutting off contacts with the Colombian president, Mr. Uribe, over Colombian leader last week abruptly ending the Venezuelan mediation between Colombia's government and the communist rebels. So,
Hugo's a character. You know?
He is a character. I tell you, though, as bad as he may be, I wouldn't mind seeing him run in America compared to some of the people like Giuliani that we have
now. I couldn't agree more. He's his own man, that's for sure.
Hey, I think he's got more going for him, unfortunately, than any of the others in this country, except Iran.
Yeah, Rick, finally, regarding this Bernie Kerik business, he's been indicted on, you know, I'm losing count of the number of charges, 18, 20, 25, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be sort of interesting to see what beans he's going to spill on Giuliani.
Well, if he does, and we'll have to see what goes. Well, as they say, time will tell. I won't say any more than that, but I'm not holding my breath. Are you?
Not particularly, but one never knows. One never knows. Okay, Rick.
All right, sir.
Okay,
Mike,
thanks
for checking in from New York.
Goodbye. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate that. We've got Clarence in Ohio now. Hello, Clarence.
Yeah, it's Oklahoma, but that's okay.
Oh, Oklahoma. I'm sorry.
Got
close enough.
Right, though. That's fine. Yeah, I'd talk to you in a while, Rick. So
yeah.
That's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And you just made me laugh out loud a while ago.
I did?
Listening on this on my earpiece here. When you about quoting the devil, quoting scripture, and you said John Hagee does it all the time.
That's yes, he certainly does.
I still think that's great. I love it.
Well, I didn't intend it to be that funny, but I'm glad you thought so.
Oh, I did. I said, yeah. I mean, you talk about nailing that to the wall right there.
Yes,
sure
it's
it
sort
did.
Of tragically humorous, but it is humorous.
But it's there's so much going on in our country right now, Rick. That you know. If it wasn't so serious, it could be considered humorous in ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's the bad part about it, you know.
It's pathetic, though, to watch these silly debates. If people
that's
sit
why,
through them,
yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
I didn't watch the deal tonight. You know, I know it's kind of your topic, and I don't watch them.
Well, it's only one of many
topics. I know what they're going to do. They shove Ron Paul off to the side and then ask him off-the-wall questions, and I've read so much stuff. The media, the lamestream media, is already demonizing him.
The lamestream
demonizing him.
Yes, yes.
And I read an article today in my local Daily Disappointment, the newspaper here.
Mm-hmm.
And there, some guy, some columnist, Paul Greenberg.
Oh,
compared.
He's bad news.
Yeah, compared Ron Paul. Guy, go to the other side here.
Yes, indeed. Hang on. I want to hear what Mr. Greenberg of the Pine Bluff News has had to say about that terrorist, Ron Paul. All right, you stay with me, and we shall return, Clarence, with you and other calls on the program tonight, Open Line. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens! You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
And we are back now on the program, and we have Clarence on the line. Clarence, please continue.
Okay, Lucy, where was I? I was talking about, almost lost my train of thought there.
Well, I did too, to be honest with you.
Listening to everything.
I was doing a little research in between, yes.
Yeah, I was. There was a thing about the, well, I don't watch the debates mainly because they marginalize Ron Paul. And mm-hmm. they're going to deem, well, I think I started talking, they're going to, they're
oh, already, you were going to say what Mr., what's his name, Pine Bluff, Arkansas there, the crazy guy there, the columnist that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Jewish extremist. Yeah,
yeah. He compared Ron Paul and, of course, Al Lumpkin and Dennis Kucinich, said these would be the, compared them to Ross Perot.
Uh-huh.
If you want to really, you know, and people thought Ross Perot was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I look back at it, I don't know what Ross Perot's whole deal was. I didn't pay that much attention back then. I hadn't woke up back then. I just thought, you know. But then I look back at a lot of things that he said. A lot of it makes a lot of sense today. And if people look back, he's talking about, you know, that, you know, jobs going south and, you know, he was alluding to some of the stuff that's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he didn't know or he was afraid to come right out and say it.
Well, you know, he had been threatened as well, as many people
attest.
And he was warned, and, you know, whenever you start making noise like he did, and with the money and backing he was willing to put into it, and, you know, your family's lives are at stake, things like that have a way of convincing you to start abandoning the crusade. And I think he saw the handwriting on the wall, and he abandoned ship. He knew what was going on and how powerful these elitists are. No doubt about that.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's famous. That's got to be one of the great famous quotes of the last century, or at least the last part of the last century. You know, that giant sucking sound
that you hear
in our jobs.
Well, he was right. And, you know, I go back to the days when, well, there were other movements, the independent. You remember John Anderson, the late John Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there was Tom Anderson, who was the he ran for president on the American Party in the 1970s.
That.
And I voted for him. And his
too.
Running mate, I don't know if you remember, but his running mate for VP was a guy named Rufus Shackelford. Rufus Shackelford.
Vaguely.
What a name, huh?
Yeah.
But, you know,
I believe that Tom
Anderson was quite a humorous fellow as well as, you know, as quite as a politically astute individual. And, boy, I'm telling you, what an Americanist he would have made in the White House.
But what I'm looking at right now is I have the old theory of the dying Roman Empire scenario for us right now.
Yes.
You know, my sister came over earlier this evening, and she still works for the federal government. She's in a mid-level position, but I know what they do. At any rate, we watched the movie 13 Days, you know, about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
She has a degree in, like, management leadership. I want to see what she thought.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me what goes on, and I've retired from the same place a couple of years ago she's working at, and she told me what was going on out there and how corrupt and how, you know, all that kind of thing was. I told her, I said, there's one thing. She's got to brief some high-up person tomorrow. And I said, there's one thing that you don't want to do, and that's tell them the unvarnished truth. Because they don't want to hear it. People in power, people in authority, particularly in this society, I don't care if it's government or if it's big business or whatever, they don't want to hear the unvarnished truth.
Well, there's no doubt about that. All you have to do is just look at how they have behaved when confronted with the truth.
And look at Ron Paul. That's why he's where he is right now, because he tells them the unvarnished truth. Says it like it is, and well, I'll say one thing: he's going to be like, you know, in those last days before the Roman Empire collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sure, Rick, that there was someone like him out
there.
Oh, there
was. Yes, absolutely. They were. They were in the minority, and eventually, they were just shrieked down and called vile names.
And then they were run out. They were marginalized. Mm-hmm. The empire collapses, and then we know what the rest of the story was.
Yes, indeed.
And I'll tell you one more thing, and let some more callers get on here. I mentioned before one time I called. I really love the your bumper music because I'm also a fan of the Avengers. The old TV series
mm-hmm.
from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Never missed it. I was in high school back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it religiously. And I want to say one thing just as a little bit of trivia just out of the way here.
Sure, sure.
There were three women that played the lead role. You know, of course, old Patrick McNee was always...
I'm him, Patrick, yes.
Yeah, you're Patrick.
Patrick Henry and Patrick McNee, and then there was Diana Rigg.
Yeah,
and
he was so suave and debonair and all that kind of good stuff.
That's me, yes.
Yeah.
And then there was Diana Rigg, and
there was... The first one was Honor Blackman.
Yes, Honor Blackman and Thornton or something.
Linda Thorson, right? And then Diana Rigg, and then Linda Thorson. And, of course, everyone's favorite. I'm going to say, my favorite was Diana Rigg.
Oh, yes.
Well, she made
the most episodes, absolutely. She
and
went
that, but that's big. Almost like the same thing as saying your favorite James Bond is Sean Connery.
Yes.
You know? Well, yes. And the female version, that's the favorite one. She's all my Roger favorite, Moore. And I tell you what, being a high school student back at that time, seeing her in that little, what was that, jumpsuit or whatever.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We'll just leave that go, and I'll let you get on.
Well, that's very nice of you to give me a little bit of levity. I appreciate that. Thank you,
okay.
Clarence.
You
bless
bet.
You. Bless you. Keep up the good work. All right. Excuse me? Mark in Ohio wants to say something, too? My, what is this? This is an avalanche tonight, huh? Well, I've got so much to talk about. In fact, I think, you know what I'm going to do before I get to Mark? I think I'm going to give away a book of Wrongly Blamed by Dr. K. You remember him. We haven't talked to him in a long time. He's been traveling and just stays out of the country now, maybe more than he stays in the country. Maybe he's on the run, huh? Dr. K's book, Wrongly Blamed, about who really pulled off 9/11. I'm going to ask some questions relating to my personal health situation that came up about 8 weeks ago. And whoever gives me an explanation, maybe, a good explanation, will probably win a copy of the book. How's that? I think that's a pretty good idea. I'll explain that in the second hour, so you be sure to stay tuned. Mark in Ohio. Hello there, Mark. You are
Hello,
on
Rick.
The air.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well.
I watched that debate tonight on
you
CNN.
Did? You
yes,
did?
I did.
And
yeah,
what took place that we are not being told?
Well, some poops and giggles. The usual. What really shocked me, for the first time, I'm pro Ron Paul, by the way.
Well, good for you.
What shocked me was when he said he wanted to bring all the troops home, he looked like he said it with great regret.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people, I think it was McCain, answered and said, you know, or whoever it was answered Ron Paul had said or responded to, was that's nice, but we live in the real world, and it's sad to say I don't see why Ron Paul is saying bring all the troops home. I don't. I mean, it's a nice idea, but you know as well as I do.
Well, he hasn't really said they're going to come home tomorrow either, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't see how it's going to be done, period. I mean, with everything that's going on, all these wacko groups and false religions and the hatred toward this government.
Well, I think Ron Paul has explained that, though, hasn't he, Mark? He said that one of the reasons that hatred has increased against America is because we've invaded Iraq.
Right, and
the sooner we bring them home, the sooner we bring the troops home, the safer they will be, and the safer will be the world, for that matter. Now, you say, well, Iraq will descend into a total and complete internecine warfare. Well, that's because the United States overthrew Saddam Hussein,
yes,
and that's because
that.
We meddled. And regardless of what may happen in the future, there's no question that we must accept responsibility, that is, the government of the United States, for what happened. They should be prosecuted, the Bushes and the Cheneys. And then we should obviously leave the country as fast as we can. Now, does that mean that we just walk away from the situation and just ignore it? No. But I do believe that Ron Paul, what he's saying is, he says that we must move as quickly as possible to get out of that region and to take our military troops home. Because what we're doing is we're leaving this power vacuum here to be consumed, and nobody is happy except one country I know of. And that's Israel.
Yeah, I was going to say, give you two guesses. First two don't count.
And they're right now, they're in the process of stealing the oil from Iraq, which, of course, is, chutzpah. But then again, what would we expect them to do? I've read that story several times. Plus, they are getting oil from the United States in a guarantee, which is renewed every 5 years, if you listened to me last night.
Yep.
And they come before we do. Before our oil needs are met, Israel's must be taken care of. I mean, we've got a bunch of traitors in Washington, and Ron Paul, I know, would not allow that. He would not allow that, period.
Yeah, I understand that, but it just looked like tonight when he said it, he looked like he really regretted saying it.
Well, he may have looked at it. I didn't see him. I didn't see his countenance, but... That, you know, it is a painful decision to make. Now that all the harm has been done, now that George Bush and company have unleashed a wave of terror, it's their responsibility. But that doesn't mean that we can stay there in perpetuity and that the United States must maintain a military presence there. Whether the present government is able to continue or not is really beside the point, isn't it? We must obey the Constitution and stop meddling.
Yep. Yep. Well,
you know, look at what's going on in Darfur. Look at what's going on in China. Look at what's going on in Burma.
Just pick a country.
Well, I mean, it's civil war everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And the United States has not made it better.
Oh, absolutely.
So regardless of what happens, it's going to be slaughter. And that's what, like in Europe, World War One. I mean, was nation against nation. The United States intervened, and guess what? The problem was multiplied.
Yep.
And then we got involved in World War II, and the problem was exacerbated to the nth degree. Treason.
Yep.
You see, people don't learn from history, and that's why their government and the media can pull the wool over our eyes as a nation. And unfortunately, once you're in the one-world system, it's not going to be easy to turn back, you see?
Oh, yeah, well, it's a damned if you do and a damned if you don't.
Right, exactly, Mark.
And it's in a way, it's sad that these guys are so skillfully evil and wicked that they've got us in a situation where, like
right.
I said, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Oh, exactly. They know what they're doing. They know what
they're doing. Yeah, exactly. I understand. It's just this. So we're tied there, and, you know, meanwhile, our borders are wide open. Just, oh, my gosh, what are these people doing?
And the media are continually playing up this story of this illegal who managed to help save the life of a child when the mother perished in that car accident, as you know, in Southwest America. And they're making a hero out of an illegal and typically are ignoring all of the crimes that are committed by illegals, taking lives and causing accidents and drug pushing and criminal acts and so on and so forth. It's just typical of this globalist media.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely bought and paid for. There's no doubt in that. That's why I don't watch TV anymore. The only reason why I watched it tonight, like I called in, was to watch this poops and giggle time on the so-called debate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they did overlook him on a lot of questions. I did notice that. But tonight I just noticed he really looked like he regretted it. Or maybe he was thinking, maybe I should really get into detail why I'm making such a statement.
What other questions were asked that Ron Paul answered?
Oh, gee, I think he only spoke like four times. It was all YouTube.
Right, right.
You know, they sent
their
videos.
I can catch it later, but, you know, just for now, I mean, so you were impressed or not impressed with the debate?
I was impressed with him up until, and it looked like he said it with great regret.
Mm-hmm.
That he wanted to bring all the troops home.
Well, it is a painful decision to make.
Oh, yeah,
somebody
absolutely.
Has to make a decision to obey the Constitution.
Yeah, well, he kept bringing that up. You know, we
right.
got to go by the Constitution first and
That's
foremost.
That's the whole point. And
yes.
nobody ever said there was going to be an easy road getting back to law and order, real constitutional law.
Well, I'm still pro-Ron Paul.
Oh, I would hope so, yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would hope so. Because the alternative is far worse.
Oh. Devil worshippers, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
He did quite well just up to that point in time. I've never seen that look on his face before. It just looked like he said it with great regret. Just like he was, and they didn't give him a whole lot of time. Like they would, okay, you got 30 seconds, and other ones were going well over the 30 seconds. And then Giuliani, well, I got to answer that because it's about me, and the guy is hosting. Oh, yeah, you go ahead. It's like, gee, when Christmas, is this prejudiced or what?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always been that way right from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, where Ron Paul's concerned, absolutely.
No doubt about it. Okay,
you know,
it stands out like a sore thumb. Yep.
Well, even this defunct government hates hearing the word Constitution.
Oh, no doubt about that. None
and
of
now,
that.
And now you're a terrorist if you even bring it up.
Absolutely, and now they want to expand. Senator, I believe it's Gordon, wants to Gordon Smith wants to extend the hate crimes definition even further. You know, I'll talk about that if I have time later, too. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for your call,
your time,
buddy.
Thank
All
you.
Right. And tomorrow night we have back by a popular demand Robert Morrow, who has compiled the Hillary file, and he wants to get into other things about Hillary and the Clintons that have not been mentioned. Of course, we also will continue to discuss the subject. As you know, we've talked with many others on the subjects of these presidential individuals, the Bush administration and the Clinton administration. And Larry Nichols, of course, was on just a few weeks ago. We'll have him back as well and others. So that's just a word to the wise. And then Friday night we have Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man, back again to deal with some questions and old questions that keep coming up pertaining to the last debate that he had on creationism and what the scriptures actually say. So, oh boy, it's a very interesting week, to say the least, okay? And second hour tonight, I'm going to give away a book or two based on questions that I ask about my own personal situation that developed, and I'll tell you about it. Now, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said today that the United States-hosted Middle East Peace Conference was a failure and that Israel is doomed to collapse. He also suggested it was a mistake for his closest Arab ally, Syria, to participate in this phony conference. Well, the comments were the first time in months that the hardline Ahmadinejad has used such strong anti-Israeli rhetoric, highlighting Tehran's bitterness toward the Annapolis conference, which is widely seen as in attempting to isolate Iran. This is a power play by the global elite to try to bring together the Saudis, others, and the Arab world, and indeed drive a wedge against Iran. Very clearly, that's one of the purposes of this phony conference. It certainly isn't to bring about a Palestine in the Middle East, because 59 years now we've been waiting and hearing the same nonsensical rhetoric. As long as they're puppets of Israel, there will be no peace in the Middle East, period. We'll be back with more in 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Anyway, let's take another call, because there's so much to talk about and so little time when you're only on 2 hours here. And let's continue, all right? Let me take George in Florida now. Hello, George. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Yes.
I think Ron Paul, I think he got a little bit off track with about his message of liberty and the Constitution.
You do?
And I really think in a lot of ways he was throwing off balance.
When? Tonight, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it. So what made you think that?
Well, I say he did good, but I'm just thinking, but he usually of his message of liberty and the Constitution, he didn't emphasize it that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, John McCain tried to jump at him saying, while I was over having Thanksgiving with the troops, and they said, and they told me to tell you to let us win. And Ron Paul shot back and said, hey, I got the highest donation rate of the military.
Right.
And, you know, the thing is, it's like, and in all this debate, it's like, it's either Romney, Rudy, Thompson, McCain, and maybe and Huckabee. And the thing is, if Huckabee's got all his popularity, where's the money? Show me the money.
Well, you know, there's a lot of questions about their past behavior. See, they have a track record. Huckabee has one. Romney has one. McCain has one, and he has a current track record that is absolutely abominable on these issues. So he's playing dodgem now and curveball. But the thing about Ron Paul is that for 2 decades, he's been serving in office, and he's always basically done the same thing. He's always maintained the same philosophical outlook, and he's tried to make that perfectly clear. And unfortunately, the fact of the matter is, if you don't like the message, you kill the messenger. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yes, and I mean, Ron Paul, I didn't see him get too much time. Like I say,
well, they've never given him an equal time, an equal footing in any of the debates that I'm aware of. And I don't expect that to ever change.
And the thing is, it's like all the other candidates, it's just, even like Tom Tancredo, he was sitting there jumping about on Ron Paul about Ron Paul opposing the Iraq War. It's like Tom Credo, not necessarily talking to Paul, but telling the party, hey, I'm one of you, you know what I mean? It's like he was trying to pander to get the party support.
Well, they're all politicians except Ron Paul. Ron Paul doesn't personally attack. He answers questions. He gets to the issues. And that they don't know how to deal with that because they don't do that.
Ron Paul don't talk about his opponents.
No, he does not.
He speaks for himself.
And that's what scares them, is that here's a man who's principled. Here's a man who tells you how he feels and feels how he tells you. I mean, let's face it. These guys just tell you. They put their finger up to the wind and see which way the polls are going today, and then they respond to a question. They don't have enough intestinal integrity to fill the eye of a needle, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. When I was watching Glenn Beck last night, he was interviewing Pat Buchanan about his new book called A Day of Reckoning.
Yeah, right.
And Glenn Beck said this. He says, the closest person to Kemp to the founding fathers is Ron Paul, but I disagree with him so many issues. But he says he wants to make America like Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Buchanan shot back saying, well, we got troops supporting the DMZ in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they should be coming home. I said, we don't need those troops in Europe. And he sits there and goes, oh, my God. And there's like, oh, my God, we're going to turn the United States into like a Switzerland.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean,
is that an obscenity now that we might finally do what's in our interest instead of other people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Switzerland, look at this. A gun in every house. They haven't been at war. They've been neutral for so many years. They haven't got involved in any wars.
Absolutely.
And,
they were wise.
Like
very wise
very
right from the beginning.
Well, thank you.
All right, George. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate your comments and your report. We'll be right back. Hour number 2 of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams. With